Hey, howdy and happy day. President Trump recently announced that the former prison Alcatraz is going to be open again, not to the public like it is now. I think they have millions of people a year that go there to see where people used to be in prison in these little cells. And Trump has said now we're going to use it as a prison again. It's going to go back to what it was. And God bless America. Cha, cha, cha. Is that a good thing? In 1973, it was opened up as a public museum. But I guess now, if you really want to see it, you have to commit a crime. You got to be a bad guy, and then you'll get to see it. Now, lots of protesters to immigration authorities, the ICE. There's a lot of that going on. All the left-wing people. I think a lot of them are actually being paid to protest because they do it a little too aggressively. But in any event, they're doing it. And now the new battle cry is, do you have a warrant? Really? I mean, that's like saying the guy's robbing a bank and you see him in action. And the police says, Hi, could you just stand still and don't move? I have to go see a judge and get a warrant and I'll be back in 3 or 4 hours. It doesn't work that way. If you're a criminal and you've broken the law, you can be taken away. That's kind of the way it is. Instead, again, the new battle cry is, do you have a warrant? Duh, do you have a brain? I don't think so. Swinging over to Canada, you have Indian reservations. And they've had a thing going on for many, many years about water, clean water. Many of them have not had clean water. The federal government, they can't fix anything. Everything is broken under the federal government. It doesn't matter if it's healthcare or there's so many things. They're not good business people, and they're clueless people, but the Indians have been given so much money, can't they do it themselves? I mean, how hard is it to have good water? Dig a well, get a cistern, kind of ends there. The rest of it is pretty simple stuff. So I don't know all the ins and outs of this, but I do know that it's a real issue. Okay, this study, they paid $150,000, the feds, for a study to see about water. You just don't have good water. Maybe you should have dug a few wells instead of doing the study. This is just so dumb. Okay, more than a third of residents on reserves can't use tap water. They say it's unsafe. The same study, I'm going to give you a bunch of stats here, which further shows how dumb the government really is, and maybe how much smarter the Indians should be. 38% use bottled water to brush your teeth, 57% use it to make coffee, and 53% use it to prepare meals. They surveyed 1,013 people to assess perceptions of water quality. 1 in 5 said the water was bad. The cha-cha, 32% of respondents said it's really bad and it's gotten worse every year. Now, since 2016, according to this report, which I find shocking, the water issue has been backed by $3.6 billion in funding, and that's a lot of money. And you don't have good water yet. I mean, how hard can this be? That kind of money, $3.5 billion. Indians, go do it yourself. I mean, clearly the government can't do it. They're incompetent. So do it yourself. You get all kinds of money. I mean, phone somebody, get a water system put in, dig a well, get a cistern. I mean, everybody should have good, clean water. There's no excuse. The only excuse here is that you've allowed the government of Canada to do it for you. And again, I can't use that word enough. They're incompetent. They're not able to do it. Now, swing back over to the United States of America. The Postal Service has just revealed the artwork of a stamp to celebrate the centennial birth year of former First Lady Barbara Bush. I mean, this was a really cool woman. She truly was. I mean, she was the wife of a president. She was the mother of a president, the mother of a senator, and a governor, and maybe just a governor, but hey, really connected. Over the time she was married, you talk about supporting her husband. He was in the war, and I think he was a war hero even. I think he crashed one, whatever. I'm getting off topic a little bit, but I'm just trying to explain what she was about. She supported her family. She supported her husband. Apparently, they moved over 30 times. That's a lot of moves. Pack up and go again because her husband, George H.W. Bush, I mean, he was everything. And he was the vice president. He was a president. He was a CIA leader and so many other things. There's a long, long list. I was at the Super Bowl in Houston. I don't know when that was, several years ago, and she came in at halftime, and her husband was in a wheelchair at that time prior to his death. He was in his 90s, and she wheeled him in, and there was a standing ovation in the house, and it was great. And she made a speech, and it was pretty wonderful. In Houston, they are loved, let me tell you. And sadly, they're both gone now. Okay, lastly, I want to share a quote with you, a quote from a long time ago, but it resonated with me, and I think it should with everyone today. Here it comes. I gave my decisions on the principles of common sense, common justice, and common honesty between man and man, and I relied on a natural born sense, and I don't rely on law to guide me. For I have never read a page in a law book in all of my life. David Crockett, hey? David Crockett, he couldn't read or write, but he had it nailed down with regards to capitalism and freedom. He truly did. Martin Luther King also said bad laws should not be obeyed. I mean, look at us now. I mean, bad guys don't obey the laws, and laws are put in place, I guess, just for the good guys. And it kind of goes on and on. Old Crockett had it figured out way back then and when. And our guys today don't seem to pay attention to that. Common sense, good sense, ain't common. Hey, y'all, come back. See ya.